You in the back. Yep, you. Pay attention. It's snippet time. Welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Women Over 40, where we elevate our mindset and trade hangovers for higher consciousness, one powerful snippet at a time. I'm Becca Jacobson, and you are in some nippet land, baby. Let's go. I got something really cute, I guess. Is that the word? I don't know. I'm not really a cute person, but I am a dog lover. Those of you who know me at all will know that I have a couple of pups that I walk with every day. Hike with is more accurate. And I share those hikes on my YouTube channel. I actually bring the phone along with me. And if you're curious to see what that's like and what my hiking trails look like, go over to my YouTube channel, Sober Living for Women Over 40, and you'll find some videos there. But the reason I'm bringing it up is I have dogs and I noticed something about them that we can learn from. Here's something we can learn from dogs. Actually, there's probably lots we can learn from dogs. But here's the thing. Anybody who's done yoga, which is most women I talk to, we've all tried it to varying degrees. Some of us are really good, others not so much. But at some point in our lives, most of us have given it a whirl, and you've probably been exposed to the downward dog. Have you done the downward dog? It's a particular stretch they give you, right? Well, of course, it's called that for obvious reasons. Watch any dog when they get up from a nap and they are doing that pose, right? That's the exact pose they do. The butt up in the air and then the stretch backwards. It's a beautiful stretch and actually not that easy to do. But here's what I noticed. My dogs, even if they're really, really excited to go somewhere and they notice something's going on, when they first get up from a nap or from sleeping overnight, they won't go until they've done that stretch. You know, I'll say to my younger puppy, he's about a year, I'll say, okay, go pee. And I know he's got to pee really bad, but before he will, he'll stop and do that stretch. It's like something in their DNA forces them to do that stretch. It's a beautiful thing. So what does that have to do with us? Well, here's what I noticed. I like doing my stretches in the morning, but if I'm in a hurry or there's something else going on, I'll just skip it. Well, yeah, I should probably do a few stretches, maybe a 5-minute meditation. I got some self-care I'd love to be doing, but it's, you know, I gotta go. I got stuff on my calendar today. You know, the family needs this or so-and-so needs that. I gotta get over here. I gotta get, sorry, next time, because right now I'm too busy to stop and do my stretching. And I'm using stretching as a metaphor for any self-care. So I'm using the downward dog as a metaphor for our self-care routine. Those dogs, no matter how excited, stop and stretch. Every time. It's like the body does it and almost beyond their control, which, well, that would be kind of nice for us, wouldn't it? Unfortunately, we're a little less instinctual and we have to use our minds to get where we want to go. But I really, really love this metaphor in terms of how important and how much do we prioritize our self-care. Now, I've talked before here about having a self-care routine, and I hear a lot, well, I'm too busy, or this, or that, or how do I keep going, or yeah, I know, Becca. I'll start with good intentions, but 3 days in, 4 days in, it all falls apart, and the next thing I know, it's just all fallen by the wayside, which is probably what's happening right around now. As we get very close to the last third of the month of January, what's happening? Energy's waning. Resolutions are fading. It's all going to just go right back to where it was when we started. Why? 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 Oh my God, why? Because we don't have the instinct the dog has, but we can get it. We can get it from others. We can get that energy from others. We can get that accountability that I'm going to show up because I said I was going to show up out loud to someone else type of support. Now, unfortunately, that's what we need. Dogs don't need it. No matter how excited, sorry, Mom, I know I gotta pee, but first I gotta do my downward dog. It's just part of the way this is. But do I do that? Do you do that? If you made a plan, are you willing to go, yep, I'll be with you in a minute, but first I have a self-care routine that I committed to. We just don't, do we? And so unfortunately, we're not dogs, but I'll tell you this much right now. If we're smart and if we really want to grow and we really want to go beyond the initial excitement of a new plan, we need the support that will keep us going. And this is all of us, gals. If you think I'm sitting over here, little miss, I do my thing every day and I just, because that's who I am and I'm all perfect. I have a coach and I have actually a community around me that reminds me that if I'm going to help you, I got to make sure I'm looking after myself. I can't carry the emotional load that I carry by just turning on a microphone and saying how wonderful I am. I decided I need to look after myself and I set that up. I said, my life is worth it. And so I'm going to set myself up for success with the support that I know I need. I've invested time, I've invested energy in making sure I have the support that I need so that I can continue to show up for you. And I don't just mean the snippets. I have a coaching program. I have women in my world who need me. And to show up for you requires that I do my self-care. And not only that, but I practice what I preach. So how do I do it? Well, I make sure that I'm supported. So unless you're a dog, which I don't think you are, you're going to have a hard time stopping and doing your metaphorical downward dog every morning without support because you're not running on instinct. It's just funny. You know, I just noticed that day after day. They won't go anywhere without first doing that stretch. And I thought, man, if only I could have that commitment. If only I could give that commitment to my gals. Wouldn't that be wonderful? But it occurred to me, it's not going to come to us like that. We have to be intentional about it. We have to look in the mirror and say to ourselves, what do I want with the time that I have left on this planet? And what am I worth? What is my life worth? And I don't usually tackle more than one topic per snippet, but I'm going to let that last question lead me just a little bit off in a different direction. What is your life worth? Lately, I've been hearing from women, well, I'd love to get some help, but I have other commitments. What are they? What is more important than your life? And the other commitments that I hear about are often supporting others. That's what we do, gals. We're nurturers. We're looking after the family. We're looking after our careers. We are looking after people. I haven't met a single woman, not one, that has nobody in their life that they're looking after. And yet, I don't need help. I'm okay. I can show up for them over and over and over without the type of support that I'm here giving them. Whether that's emotional support or actually physically showing up for somebody, we're there for people. And yet we have to realize we need the same type of support. And so to bring this back to where we started, the best way to grow is to have a consistent self-care routine over time. And the only way I know of to do that is to have somebody else on board. Because why, gals? Well, simply put, because we're not dogs. We're not puppy dogs, are we? No, we're not. But imagine what would happen if our dogs didn't stretch. Eventually, they'd get hurt. The same goes for us. The damage isn't always immediate, but it builds. Our self-care routine is our metaphorical morning stretch. And it might actually physically involve a stretch, but whatever it is, if it's a 5-minute meditation, a journaling prompt, whatever route you take, you know that here in Snippetland, I don't prescribe a particular way to do your self-care every day, but I definitely encourage you to have a self-care routine and the support you need to make it happen over time so you can feel the results. Listen, gals, my alcohol persona didn't stretch, metaphorically or otherwise. She rushed. She performed. She skipped the pause because she couldn't bear what she'd hear if she stopped. And that's really what this is about. Go, 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 rush, 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 because when we slow down, our emotions might catch up to us. And if they do, we don't know how to handle them, especially if we don't have a bottle of wine or something else on hand. So the self-care routine that I'm asking you to take up is to help protect you from eventually hurting yourself. Just like a dog who doesn't stretch, sooner or later, there's going to be a meltdown. When alcohol is your emotional support, there's a limit there. And time's running out, my dear. And today, I just want to make sure that you're deep enough in Snippetland that you're hearing from me from more than one direction. Please check the show notes for my YouTube channel. And you can also tap a link in the notes and sign yourself up to start getting my sober living letters. That way you're getting me here, you're getting me on YouTube, and right in your inbox. And in Snippetland, we don't send junk. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.